Good to be back, Baruch Hashem. I missed being in the call yesterday. I had to take off time to rest up. And as you can hear in my voice, even had I been here, it probably would not have been Shaya Community of Shir because I didn't really have a voice to be able to do so. It was a very hard thing walking around. It was classic. You walk around whispering because you can't use your voice. So everyone you speak to whispers back, even though I don't need them to whisper back. But Baruch Hashem, for the most part, my voice is on its recovery. We can share Torah again, although I missed being here very much yesterday. We're in the middle of a very, very serious issue. The sugya of Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish, and the immediate reaction we have whenever we talk about Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish is that a woman should go to the doctor and become healed. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Ches, Im Tirtzu L'Srapos, there's a Machokes. If she wants to do refuah, must she do so before the din of Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish kicks in? Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish is a surah three times, and then nine times, as we discussed briefly, three times to one husband, and then nine times to the world. Is it necessary for her to do refuah beforehand or afterwards? And the Shulchan Aruch says, some say, if a Rofa Yisrael is mutter even afterwards. And this leads to an entire literature of discussion, spearheaded by one of the Rishonim, the Ritzbah, quoting the Gaos Maimoni, that discusses, based upon the Pasuk in Tehillim, very fascinating din. In Breuer's, as well as many other shuls, but Breuer's does things in a more regal fashion often than other shuls, every Matzai Shabbos, they say Tumas Marim of Tehillim. And one of these stanzas, for those that ever daven in Breuer's on Matzai Shabbos, is Asher pihem diber shav. We say about the umos, Asher pihem diber shav. Their mouths utter falsehood. Says the Ritzvah al pidin, there's no nemanus to a rofe who's not Yisrael. He is pihem diber shav. His mouth can speak falsehood. There's even an interesting Chasam Sofer, Pesach Shuvah quotes briefly that the famous Chasam Sofer in all areas of Hashtafa. It says, even if doctors do a nituach, they do an operation on a person from a different ummah, the metzias, the biological metzias of Klal Yisrael is entirely different. We can't extrapolate from the biology of Ummah Sa'olam to our biology. Zev does not think that's necessarily true. It's a very interesting Chasam Sofer.
My wife will tell you that you're wrong. That Chasam Sofer is wrong. There's just a lot of Jews.
So it's in a very interesting, fascinating group of discussion in literature in general, which we're not going to really focus on. The Emunas of Rofim, Asher Pihem Diber Shav, but Rav Adya does point out that we presume as Manazeh, there's a special type of Emunas the doctor has because now medicine is very transparent. That very often, Umin Lamarim Nasei, a person is not going to want to tell his patient something when you can go for a second opinion. Medical malpractice exists. It's very easy for doctors to be proven wrong or not. So their brirus, their ability to tell the truth, has a lot more buttressing, and therefore we can say, indeed, this truth is bolstered, will work even by Nachri or by Yisrael, whoever the Rofe is. But it's really a side topic. The major topic we're going to discuss today, the most important issue in Odeh Lamaisa, with Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish, is not Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish, but the issue of Dam Maka. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Sif Hei that if a woman has a Maka, if she has Dam Achmas Tashmish and she has a Maka, she can Tola the Makasa. The Postman pointed out this din of being Tola the Maka is not only a din that applies for a unique case of Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish, but in any case, whenever a woman has Dam, do we say the dam she has is dam nida? Or, if there's a makah, we attribute it to the makah instead. And here, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Shach, the Taz are much easier to understand, as usual, if you look at the Makar HaDvarim in the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef, Metuf Pei Zayin, second part of Os Hey, the Beis Yosef presents us with the machlokas between the Rashba And the Mordechai, the Rosh Maimoni, Sefer Truma. What does it mean when the Gemara, which is the source listed in the Shulchan Aruch, that says that a woman was a Makkah, can be tell her dam, any dam she sees, in a Makkah, what does that mean? Says the Beis Yosef from the Rashba, in Torah Sabayis, look inside. Kasav Rashba, ahaduk tanim yesho Makkah ba'osa Makkah m'tol b'makasa, mistabra, da'afilu, eina margeshes, mamish, shadam, shoshes, fiyorid min a Makkah. It doesn't mean she can feel the dam leaving her Makkah, says the Rashba. How do people know the internal workings of organs? People don't know if their organs are bleeding, but it means that she presumes she has a Makkah, and we're skipping to a few lines in the Rashba. Ein anu tzrichim ladas bevirur sheyesh la Makkah. Eliyat maradesh is Makkah. She feels she has a Makkah. She has a pretty good reason to presume there's a Makkah, which has dam. But it seems, at first glance, the Rashba's opinion is that a Makkah does not need to definitely be proven to be bleeding. Now, or in the past, she knows there's a Makkah there. She doesn't need to know the Makkah is bleeding. Not only does she need not need to know the Makkah is bleeding now, she does not need to know the Makkah bleeds. That seems to be the reading of the Rashba. She has a Makkah. Makkah is enough. She has some sort of knowledge that there's a Makkah there. She feels something improper, something irregular. That's enough. Does not need to know that it's bleeding or that this Makkah is one which bleeds. However, says the Beis Yosef, that Rosh Maimoni from the Sefer Truma disagrees. But does Maimoni say that the only way we can be told about Makkah is Zafka, I'm reading from the middle of the Rosh Maimoni, Sheyodas, Sheyotze, Dam, Min HaMakkah. Not only does she need to know that she has a Makkah, but she needs to know this is a Makkah which bleeds. It's a Makkah which actively bleeds. That is imperative for her to be told about Makkah. With these two important hagdaros of the Rishonim, we can now understand the one other ha'ara. The Darkei Moshe says a very important psak from the Shari Midur, from the Shari Dura. It says Darkei Moshe and Oz Gimel Star. Where is this Shari Dura appended to in the Darkei Moshe or Filchan Darkei Moshe Aruch? Which opinion is the Shari Dura modifying, that of the Rashba or that of the Hados Maimonios? In Darkei Moshe Aruch, it's clear. But even in Darkei Moshe Hakotzer, which one is it modifying? Where is the Gimel Star? On Hados Maimonios. Meaning the more machmir opinion of Hados Maimonios that say you need to have a Makkah which bleeds, Zach the Ramah, not so fast. When do you need to have a Makkah which bleeds? Says the Ramah, a major modification of this Chumrah, of the Ras Maimonios, you need to have a Makkah which bleeds, says Darkei Moshe, Dafka, Sheyodas, Shedam Zubam in a Makkah. The only qualification of knowing the Makkah bleeds is if you know the Dam is Dam which originates from the Makkah. Then we can't be told about Makkah unless you know it's bleeding. But if there's an additional monkey wrench, that is, you're not even sure where the dam comes from. Could be the dam is min ha-makor. Could be the dam is min ha-tzadim, from somewhere else in the body, which does not leave the makor altogether. Then we can be more makor. So says the Mordechai, says the Ramah, even that Rosh Maimonios that requires a Makkah which bleeds, only requires that if you know the dam originates from the makor. But if you don't even know the dam originates from the makor, then we can say we have another vote in our favor. What's that? It's a sfek sfeika. Safek dam came min hamakor. Safek, it came from somewhere else in the vaginal canal. And even if it came in hamakor, maybe we have a Naka. So then even the Hadras Maimonides will not need you to have a Maka which has been proven to bleed. So when, says the Ramah, does Hadras Maimonides say you need to have a Maka which is proven to bleed, which bleeds? Only if you know the Dam is Min HaMakar. But if you don't even know if the Dam is Min HaMakar, there's more room to be made. With these three opinions, the Rashbah, the Hadras Maimonides, Rashbah who says you don't need to know that it bleeds. The Hadras Maimonides who says you need to know that it bleeds. And the Ramah that says even knowing need to know that it bleeds is only if you know it's Min HaMakar, we can now understand the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, make sure to look inside. Sif Hey. Im Yesh La Maka, Mimish Maka Bosamakram, she has a Makra, Tawin Bidam Makrasa. Yichmi Tawin Bidam Makra. That's it. Mistimas Divrei Shulchan Aruch. Who does it sound like the Shulchan Aruch is passing like? Rashba or the Rosh Maimonides? Do you need to know the Maka bleeds or not? What does it sound like from the Shulchan Aruch? Like the Rashba. That means, as long as you know there's a Maka. He says, Im Yesh La Maka. Doesn't say anything about the Maka which is proven to bleed. It's certainly not bleeding. Maka, Maka altogether. So it sounds like those that pass my Shulchan Aruch can be makel and say, as long as you know there's a Maka altogether, there is room for a woman to say, is it not Damnida? However, this Mechaber is argued on by the Shach. The Shach is a little bit Shalobim Kromo. The Shach is not on the Mechaber. Where's the Shach? Shach is Sifkat and Chav Dalad. So it's the Shach and Sifkat and Chav Dalad on a Prat in the Ramah. The Ramah says, as we'll see in a minute, there are certain cases that Yodas Bivadai Shemakrosa Motio Dam, you need to know that a Maka is bleeds, and the Shach in the beginning with it explains. You don't need to know that this is the source of the blood, but you need to know the Maka is a bleeding type of Maka, Maka that bleeds. Says the Shach, which we showed him hold, that we need to have a Maka which bleeds. Who would you think? Who would you say requires a Maka to bleed? Hadras Maimonides. So Shach says, yes. Step in the parentheses. Kenochachti b'sifri midivere tosvos, derududa, Hadras Maimonides, Sefer Truma, Mordechai, Mevim Beis Yosef, that's great. Then, says the Shach two lines later, V'ochachti sham, I proved, D'gama Rashba b'taris abayis modo azeh. Even the Rashba, the very same Rashba that Beis Yosef quotes, says you don't need to know the Makas motidam, says the Shach is wrong. Beis Yosef misread the Rashba. Even the Rashba means she doesn't need to know the Maka is bleeding right now. That's where the Maka, where the dam comes from. But she needs to know that the Maka is a Maka, which is a bleeding type of Maka, a Maka which bleeds. Beis Yosef, Rabbi Moshe, Ubach, Hevinu she Rashba Polik, and they are wrong, says the Shach. So Shach says, don't write a Machaber that says any Maka is good. Even the Rashba, the most major of the Rishonim holds, we need to have a Maka which is known to be a type which bleeds. Which is why, the tier of other things, Rav Avadia says, even those that would want to rely on the Rashba, rely on the Mechaber, cannot rely on a Maka which is not proven to be a type, which is Motidam. Because the Shach, we're choshesh for the Shach, that disagrees, and therefore it's a very serious kula that the Mechaber is telling us, we cannot feel comfortable relying on that kula. It's interesting, Rav Avadia also quotes this as Sefer Eshkol, which seems to be even more machmir, so since he says, since now with the new Sefer Eshkol, we have to throw that into the the Cheshbon. It's a major machlokes in methodology. Do we use newly found Rishonim in order to influence our Pesach Halacha? Many Rebbeim quote, little known Rishonim in Shir and Lamdus to shed light on what the other Rishonim were saying. The question is, does that have an impact on Halakha or Maisa? Rav Avadya is saying, because Sefer Eshkol seems to be Machmir as well, that's going to impact our Chashash for the Shach as opposed to the Rashba. It's a very interesting methodology to use newly found Rishonim to influence Pesach Halakha or Maisa. So it seems, at least according to the Shach, that everyone agrees we need to have a Makkah which is bleeding. Now let's explore the opinion of the Rama. The Rama talks about different permutations. A woman that has a Vesas, and a woman that does not have a Vesas. We're going to focus our discussion on a woman that has a Vesas for the simple reason that, a woman that does not have a Vesas, for the simple reason that Vestos are very uncommon. So to discuss the concept of having a Vesas and complicate matters further is going to make it unnecessary complex. We're going to focus the iter point of analyzing the Ramah on a common case of woman she'ein lo Vesas kavua. This is a very, very common phenomenon. Happens all the time. Woman does the bedikah and says the bedikah hurt her. She's convinced that the red spot on the bedikah comes from a mouth. Can we rely on that or not? So here the Ramah says, skipping a few words in the Ramah, V'chein, right by where the Chavez and the Shach is, Im Eim La Vesis Kavua, V'hu Safek, V'damba Min Amakar, Omenat Stadim, Talina Mamacha Mikolach Svech Sveka. We have a Svech Sveka. Who do we see first to introduce the Svech Sveka? Sharidura. Safek Minat Stadim, Omen Amakar. Number one, we don't know where it comes from. Even if you say it's Minamakar, Shemu Minamakha. Maybe it's Namakha. It says the Ramah, Avo, Miyadua, Shabba Minamakar. If you know it's Dam Minamakar, then Af Al Pi Shesha Makha Bimakar, even though there's a Makha Bamakar, Eina Tal Bimakha, Elim Ken Yodas Bivada Shemakasa Motsidam. Only you tell of the Makha if you know the Makha's Motsidam. Whose approach is this that says that we have two options? Either a Sveik Sveika, but if there's no Sveik Sveika, it's Dafka Min HaMakar, then we need to know the Makha's Motsidam. That's the Ramah quoting the, who's he quoting? Sharidura. But it's important to note that the Ramah only says it on the Sharidura, which is on that goes to Maimonios, because the Ramah just to let the Beis Yosef, that the Rashba would say, we don't need to know the Makas Motsidam. And so the Shach got upset, said that the Moshe and the Beis Yosef were wrong. But according to the Rashba, this discussion we should probably be more made. The Lamaisa, the Ramah holds, we don't use the Rashba, we use the Sharidura, which is a Chumra and a Kula. The Chumra is, like the goes to Maimonios, you need to know the Makas, a Makas which bleeds. But the kula is, the only time we need to have a makkah which bleeds is if the makkah might be b'makar atzmo. But if the makkah is not b'makar atzmo, there's two sveikos. Number one, safek minat stadim, which of course is tahar. Safek b'makar, even if it's b'makar, maybe it's makkah shib'makar. So says the Ramah, we have a very important kula here. The woman does the bedika and doesn't know where the dam comes from. Might be minat stadim, might be min hamakar, and then if it's min hamakar, might be makab hamakar. There's room to be made. Says the Shach in Sifrat Hilchot Beis, Ramah, you're wrong. First of all, you misread the Sharidura. The Sharidura does not mean that. The Sharidura cannot be interpreted to explain Hadros Maimonios in the Sefer Truma. Lamaisa, they hold that you always need to know Shemakasa Motsidam. Don't tell me, Ramah, that if we have a bona fide proof that it's Ne'at Makar, then you need to know it's Motsidam. But if you know, you don't know where it's comes from ultimately there. It might be from Hatzadim. Then you can be Mako and say, oh, as long as it's a Machlat, even if I don't know it bleeds, that's Mutter, Rama Yuro. So again, Rama is going to tell us that indeed, where Machmir, you need to have a Machlat which bleeds. But only if you know the Machlat's been Makar. If you don't know the Machlat's been Makar, then you don't need a Machlat which is proven to bleed. Why not? Because we have two Tzadim Machlat. Number one, there's a Makar, even though it's a more lenient type of Makar, that we can't prove that it's bleeding, which in of itself is not enough, since the mapa exists, even though you can't prove that it bleeds, and there's a fake speka, where the dam came from, maybe it's been a sudden, maybe it's been a car, even if it's been a car, maybe it's been a mapa, the two can work together. So even though, in general, the Ramaz Mahmir, not like his understanding of the Rashba, but like Rosh Maimonides used to say, that the mapa needs to be bleeding, or needs to be a one that bleeds in general, that's only necessary if you know it's Memakar. But if you don't know it's Memakar, we can use much more of a lenient type of Makkah. Why? Because in addition to the fact that it's a Makkah, there's also a Sfek Sfeika. We're not sure where the Dam comes from. A or B, Menat Stadim or Memakar. B or C, even if it's Memakar, maybe it's from Makkah Bamakar. So the Shach says that you're just misreading the Rishonim. It's not true. What my said is my money. And the Sefer Truma holds that even if you have a case where it might be Menat Stadim, you still need it to be a Makkah which is proven to one you one that bleeds. So, Shach, you're wrong. You misread the Rishonim. And number two, your Sfek Feka absolutely makes no sense. That's number two. Number two says the Shach, and first of all, you're just misreading the. You're saying the Shari is explaining the Ados Maimoni and the Sefer Truma. It's wrong. You're just misreading. Look carefully in Sefer Truma and Ados Maimoni. They hold, no matter what, you always need a Makkah which bleeds. Number one. Number two, your Sfeika makes no sense. Why? So here, it's unclear. The Achronim have a big discussion as to what the Kavanah of the Shach is exactly. The simple reading of the Shach is that his Kavanah is he's been signing to his Kuali Sfeika in Yeridea, was called Sfek Sfeka Mesapek, reversible Sfek Sfeka. But Lamaisa the Achronim points out, it seems the more correct interpretation of the Shach is that his problem is this is called Sfek Sfeka Mishem Echad. What Sfek Sfeka Mishem Echad? As another view than others point out, that's what the Shach means. What is Sfek Sfeka Mishem Echad? Sfek Sfeka Mishem Echad means basically, if I have A or B, if A, then B, and if B, then B or C, it has to be that I have two different sfeikos. It could be A or B, and it could be C or D. So there's two reasons to be mako. But here, ultimately, even though you craft it in a very fancy way, there's really only one suffix. What's the suffix? The suffix is this damido or not? Don't pull the wool over my eyes, Rama, and say, oh, I'm not sure if this is min hatzadim or may have a car. And even if it's been a makar, maybe it's damach. Why? Because lamaisa, minat stadim, or damacha, are two reasons for the exact same thing. What are they going to both do for us? Going to be non-damnida blood. As opposed to damnida, is damnida blood. So don't tell me, A, it's minat stadim, or may have a car. And then, even if it's may have a car, we're not sure if it's damacha or damnida. What you're really telling me in fancy terminology is you're not sure if it's damnida or not. There's just two reasons for it not to be damnida. Number one, it's minat stadim, which is not damnida. Or number two, it's damaka, which is not damnida. That's what we call seik mishem echad. There's two reasons to support the exact same hypothesis. It's either not damnida because it's damaka, or not damnida because it is Dominat Sudden. But really, if you boil down, the suffix here is one suffix. Is it Damnida or not? A bona fide Sfeik is a case where you have, I'm not sure if this is Mutter or Usser. Even if it's Usser, there's another reason to say that it's Mutter because of another Kula. But here it's really the same Kula. It's ultimately, is it Damnida or not? You tell me maybe different percentage reasons to say why it's not Damnida. But it's not really a Sfeik. Again, Here it's infinite. Let's just think of a chart in your head. Minat Sadim or Minat Makar. If it's Minat Sadim, is it Tamnida or not? Minat Sadim is not Tamnida. If it's Minat Makar, then maybe it is Tamnida. If it's Minat Makar, maybe it's Tamnida, maybe it's Tamnida. Ultimately, whether it's Tamnida or Minat Sadim, that just tells us it's not Tamnida. Whether it's Tamnida, tells us it is Tamnida. So ultimately, even if you speak fancy verbiage, the suffix is it Tamnida or not? Says the Shach, such a suffix does not apply. Sfech Sfech Mishem Echad is not valid. So the Shach says in his very titzer words, Ramah, even if you're right, it doesn't make any sense. L'maisa, the Achronim, Uvaroshim, as Rav Shechter points out, Dino de Behuda, tried to be Miyashev, the Shach. Many Achronim uphold both the reading of the Shach, of the Ramah, as well as the Lovness and Sfek Sfek. And says another Yehuda, I'll tell you why it's not Sfek Sfek and Mishem Echad. The Klal of Sfek Sfek and Mishem Echad means that even though you call it A, B, and B, or C, it's really a suffix. Is it A or C? But if there's an Afkamina between A and B, and another Afkamina between C and D, then that's not Sfek Sfek and Mishem Echad. And says that another Yehuda, we have a very important difference. Here, if the Dam is dam, which is minat stadim, what dam is that? That's no different than dam that comes from one's finger. Then dam is tar l'damri. However, if it's dam min amakar, then it depends. If it's dam nida, then she's tamei l'damri. If it's dam makam, me makam shebe makar, says another Yehuda, we still have an aftermina to that. Is she Tahara Damri? Yes. But there's one exception. The exception is not Miriam Lamaisa. That is Makar Makomo Tame. Any Dam which leaves the Makar, for whatever reason, even if it's been a Maka, is still Tame. Does that make a difference for us? No. But it's a difference. For example, we talked about Ksamim. That was one of the reasons the Rishonim said we make Xer Ksamim. Why did Chazal say Ksamim or Aser? Min HaTorah, a woman is only to if she is Dam Behar Dasha. Mid Rabbanon, even Dam Shobar Dasha is Tameh. Now, if she is Dam Shobar Dasha, is she Anida? No. But is the Dam Tameh, says the Ran? Yes. Mameo, the Ran said, since the Dam is Tameh, and if it falls in a garment, it's Tameh, we even made the woman Tameh. That's the concept of the Makar, Makama Tameh. Dam in a Makar. Even if it's not Dam Nida, it's Tameh. That's why the Ran said they made Nida Midrabana on a woman who has Dam in a Makar, even though she's not Nida in a Torah. Says the Ben Yehuda. That point is very Nodiel Maisa. We don't have a suffix if it's Dam Nida or Dam, which is Mutter, here. We really have two Sfeikos. Think about it. Number one, if it's been at Stadim or Mea Makar, what's our suffix there? Is it Dam, which is Tahar Lagamri, like a nosebleed or like a paper cut? Or is it Dam, which is not Damida maybe, but at least, at the very least, Mikar Mikomo Tame? Because as long as it leaves the Makar, it's automatically Tame. Now, within the realm of Dam and Makar, is it just Mikar Mikomo Tame, which is Tame, or Damida, which makes her not only Tame, but makes her Tame as well? Says the Nadav Yehuda, it's a very beautiful suffix of the Ramah. Don't tell me that the suffix is it Damida or not? No. There are really two different Sfeikos. Number one is Minat Sadin, which is Tahar, and she's Tahara. Or Makar, which might mean that she's Tahar, but certainly the Dam is Tameh. That even within the realm of Dam being Tameh, is it just Dam Tameh, or is she Tameh as well? Says the Nadav Yehuda, I like this Ramah. This is a bona fide Sfek Sfeika. It's not Sfek Sfeika, Mishem Echad.
If the Ran is subject to
debate, no, I just pointed out, Dino doesn't quote the Ran. I just use that as a mushal to point out how Mekar Mekar Matame is not related to the concept of being a woman being Tamei neither. The Haraya, that's what the Ran says, she's the only Tamei Midi Rabbanon, meaning, can I have Mekar Mekar Matame making her dam tane, but she's tahora. The Chazal said it's not fair. It's too confusing. But in theory, mekarmen tumah tame does not mean that the woman is tameya. It means the dam is tame. No, but not tamei. No, so we use the word tamei as a euphemism to mean she's a surah
Right.
So
either way, she's a surah
Bible. No. The karma from a tamei just means it's dam, which is tamei like another tumma. There's no surah Bible at all.
No.
Not at all. The karma from a tamei just means it's dam. Midrabanan, right, Midrabanan. Okay. But.
So then it comes out that being, then you don't really have. Being pointing to the second subject, but before, the iteration of the issue,
how do you do the Rabbanan? So how can we say it's actually. No, first of all, does that Midrabanan make a difference? And we don't have. But first of all, no, what about the Begad which the Dam falls on? Is that Begad Tummy or not? If she's just a Nida, it's not going to be Tummy. So even with your question, which is subject for discussion altogether, if it's only Midrabanan. Well, nicely, there's an afterminus for the dam. Mikrama Trama Tame means the dam Tame. What do we say? She's Tamea also. She's a Surah Bailah too. I mean, you're saying Sinti Rabbanan, but right, we don't presume that Sinti Rabbanan is not an afterminus. It's going to be enough to make the Sfek Sfeita and have no afterminus altogether. Afterminus Matar Mikrama Rabbanan.
But even though it has an afterminus, even though the second subject has a difference, nonetheless, right, she, in terms of our Sfek Sfeita, either way, there's only one subject.
Right, but right. It says before, we don't care about that. As long as there are naftaminas that exist, then theoretical naftaminas, the ramifications of this, that's going to be enough to say that she's. No, so hold on. So well, hold on. The Ran is not necessarily going to apply in this case. We didn't necessarily say, as we'll see in a few minutes, that in this case it's going to be even Tamei Midrabanan. We'll see. We'll talk about that first, Hashem. But the Lamaisa, the Ramah, is upheld in many Achronim who presume that we can be Matril. If you're not sure where the Makkah comes from altogether, we can be Matril and say the Dam has two reasons to say it's mutter. Say it's feika, as well as even though we don't know it's bleeding, as long as there's a makkah there altogether. However, the big problem that the Achronim point out with relying on this Ramah, for the average case, when a woman does a bedika and finds blood on the bedika cloth, where it's very possible it's been atzadim, that's what she did bedika, she feels pain there. You can have the feika of the Ramah. Is the Chavis Das as Yisod. Says the Chavis Das here, as well as the idea that he repeated many other times, that if a woman does the Bedika, and on the Bedika she finds Dam, would we rely on this Ramah that says she's Muteris? Says the Chavis Das, no. Because the Bedika is worse. Why was the Bedika worse? Because Bedika has Shashar Gashar. The Chavis Das, even the Ramah, didn't mean to be makel in this case of Sfek Sfeka, Makkah that exists without being Yadua Shemotzi Dam, unless there's no Hardasha. But if there's a Chash Hardasha, which is right after Tashmish, or Shas Bedika, we cannot be makel on the Sfek Sfeka of the Ramah. Which means that Halacha L'maisa, in most cases, that a woman does a bedika and she feels that she has a cut. She feels something's there. If it's not makab yadua shemotzi dam, even if she feels, as the Achronim talk about, ke'ev kamaka, is a cut like a makab or not, even if we would be making and say ke'ev is kamaka, ke'ev is like a makab, we don't know the makab is bleeding. We don't know that she, it's a makab which bleeds. It might be a little bit of an irritation. Not every irritation bleeds. We don't know the irritation bleeds, even if we have the ramah to rely on. That it's fake sveika, because the makkah is not necessarily min hamakar, as long as it comes with the bedika, If we matter of the Chavos Das, since there's a Chashash Hadrasha, says the Chavos Das, even the Ramah was never willing to be makel in such a situation. Which is why Halacha Maisa, if a woman has a bedikah cloth, she says she felt that it hurt when she did the bedikah. Again, even if we could say Ka'ev is Kamacha, which is the discussion, that the pain is enough to verify there was an irritation there. Since we don't know, irritation is one that bleeds. Even if we rely on the Ramah, that says if it's something we're not studying, to be more mako on the makah, which we don't need a makah which necessarily bleeds. Because the Chavos Das, the Ramah was only willing to be mako in a case where there's no chashash hadrasha. Because there's a chashash hadrasha, safek d'oraisa, we cannot be mako. So, if a woman has an irritation, halacha maisa, that she. If she just has a chesem, let's say, some even on Dorish Mekabel Tumor or Tzavonim, we still say Mutu or Damri because she feels there's a matter there. She's not sure where it comes from.
Well, then you're going to need to say that.
No, if it's. If it's on something which is Mekabel Tumor, let's say, or Tzavonim, so then we say, right, you can't be Tola in such a situation unless you have more of a validity.
If it's on a wife, not Mekabel Tumor.
I mean, you should say, even if it's Ksamim, why don't we even say you can be more Maitil? So if it's Makab Yidush Motidam, that's one thing, but if it's not even Yidush Motidam, then it's.
Maybe this is a belief.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not sure if you think about it. Good question. That's a good question. That's the sort of the Chavos Das, which is why we say Lamaisa, if a woman has a feeling that she has an irritation, the only way she can rely on the Kula of the Ramah, or the Kula of Makkah altogether, is if she goes to a Bodeket. She goes to either a doctor or a woman. There are some women who are experts. They usually give the services free of charge to from women. There's a woman in Washington Heights who does this, who actually can check and see if a woman has a matha. If she has a matha, which seems to be bleeding, or is it a type which might bleed, then we can be matal. But barring that, we can't be matal. And by and large, if the woman finds that she just felt some pain on the bleeder cloth, even if she goes to the doctor within somewhat of a close proximity, he's not going to really find anything. It might be a little bit of irritation that it had, but nothing left that he can really prove and let it be matal. So, well, Maisa, it's very hard to rely on this kula whenever there's a bedika. The discussion of makah also has other nafkaminas, very important nafkaminas, altogether, whenever a woman has anything in her body. Before that, just one other point. There's one other way which we make it when a woman has a irritation. She thinks she has an irritation. She doesn't want to go to a bodeket or to a doctor to prove, based upon, as Ravua points out, based upon the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if a woman has a phenomenon that there's a certain place that she feels is constantly pain, it's after in one place, or as the Akronim points out, if she has a bedikah on every bedikah cloth, has the exact same scratch of blood on the exact same place. If we do it a few times during the day, let's say two or three times during the day, two different times, and she still feels it in the exact same place, then we can presume there's an internal mapa which is motzitam. I like this idea in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch that says, macha lechem etzdadim. Then we can say, if it's proven, after a few times, we can be makel. That's something that can happen. Although in an irritation, where it's just a small irritation, it's hard to say, you can always prove it in this specific time. But that is a leniency we have as well, without going to a person who checks. If on the bedikah cloth, every single time, let's say three times, it seems to be the exact same throughout the day, we can presume that she has a makah. The concept of the makah does not only have nafkaminas for bedikos, but there's also major, major OBGYN situations where a woman has some sort of infection or problem, growth, in the makar, which needs to be analyzed in light of the discussion we've seen in the Rishonim. As Rabbi Forrest points out, in Chayot Beis, the newly improved Chayot Beis of Vos of Nida, on page, see, he points out, as we're going, he points out that there are two major issues of Maka. Number one is Maka, which is called the polyp. Number two is Maka, which is called the fibroid. Polyps seem to be growths or swelling of the actual uterine wall, the wall itself, as opposed to fibroids, which seem to be, this is not proven, but it seems to be inflammation of the actual endometrium, the wall of the uterus, which is usually what causes amnidus, and they both bleed sometimes. They're bleeding fibroids and bleeding polyps. And let's be, where is it, where does he, here. Page 537, the appendix, 537 in Rabbi Forrest, he points out that based on current medical theory, there are two types of growths in the uterus. Polyps are the actual growth of the uterine wall. The muscle, the uterus itself, has a growth, and if that's sometimes irritated, it can bleed. A fibroid is a growth which is going to make an irritation in the endometrium, in the lining of the uterus, and we know what's the nature of damida, that is endometrial bleeding. Mela, Rav Forrest suggests that with Ora, we should make a difference between fibroids and polyps. A polyp might be considered mamashamatha. That's the uterine muscle, no different than if a muscle, biceps or triceps are bleeding. But a fibroid, which is an irritation which causes the area of the endometrium itself to bleed, that is damnida. That's damnida, which is going to be bleeding. And he is note in footnote 537, Bahachmir. And he disagrees with a major coup of the Tzitel Yezer. Tzitel Yezer, which was on the Marcomas yesterday, Chayot Yuzayin, Simon Lama Nuzayin, to his Tshuva Tuhu, Rav David Cohn, says, Ora, we can be Mekel. And expanding one point that Tzitel Yezer makes, Ora, who is in line with Tzitel Yezer, not like Rabbi Forrest, who says we can be Mekel on whether it's a polyp or a fibroid or any other growth in the uterus? Ora, who's wrote from the doctrine to be Mekel? The Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, the Rashba, the Rosh Maimoni, the Ramah, the Shach, the Taz, the Achronim, everyone talks about that Mapa, never says, depends what the nature of the Mapa is. The standard approach, it seems, is that any Mapa, any Dam, which comes from a Mapa alone, it's not, as the Sisters points out, the Regilus, the normal flow, even if it's biologically the exact same phenomenon which occurs during Nidus, is irrelevant. It's Mutter. That's Dam Mapa. In fact, to this end, Rabbi Forrest quotes in Chayot Aleph on page 428 in the footnote from Rav Shlomo Zalman in Nishmas Avram that even if blood flows from the very same blood vessels that emit menstrual blood, if it causes a wound, the woman is tahora. You have to ask yourself, based on that situation, with Ora, both fibroids and polyps are bechlal. That's considered not regilus. That's not going to be damnida. With Ora, you have to examine each discussion in the Achronim carefully, in the postrim carefully. But with Ora, Rishon Zalman's Yisod is the Yisod of, as the Tzitzit points out, seems the Chazon Ish is saying, seems it's the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, the postrim. They all point out dam mapa. They don't say what the nature of mapa is. We have such an idea as dam mapa b'makor. Dam mapa b'makor is mutter. So the Maisa, Rav Forrest quotes those that are machmir. There are some that are machmir, and he's willing to consider it zamnida mamish. Zamnida meaning she's male or jamri. Others, though, it seems the Chazanish, the Tzitzel are definitely, even though the Tzitzel is talking about fibroids, lekara koshim for polyps, and pashtus, divrei, kari shonim achronim, and this is not an isolate here. This is only the Beit Medrash, just to discuss. It seems, as Tzitzel says, the thrust of the Mesorah is that da macha, they didn't say it depends what the macha, nature of the macha is, automatically is mutter. And Rav Shechter has a medium opinion between the two. Rav Shechter quotes, based upon the Tzafas Penech, Shuvas New York, Warsaw, Yerushalayim, that we pointed out once. The Rav Shechter that says, we talked about it in the first or second shir, it talks about Hargasha. So Rav Shechter quotes the Rav Shechter that says, what does it mean, Hargasha? Hargasha means the body pushes out the amnidus. The body doesn't push it out with normal contractions, like Leda, like birth. It just comes out by itself. That's called Dam Shon Hargasha, which is what we call it Hesem, which is Tamei Midrabanan. So at the time we were bothered, biologically it's hard to know what that means. What is Dam Nida? Dam Nida does not seem to have any contractions altogether. So we didn't understand biologically what the Rav Shechter means. But the Yisod of the Rav Shechter is the Dam, which the body pushes out, is Dam Nida. Body which just plops out is considered a Hesem. That's the low to the Chazanish, as the very first one that's put on. Page 428 of the Halakha from the Chazanish that says that if a woman is hit if the uterus shaking hits someone's true blood is loose and she's tamea. But Chazanish says you have to depend on which way it goes. The Maaseh Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav, based on the Rav Shechter, that he doesn't understand the whole discussion with polyps and fibroids. He says, "L'maisa, it's always a pesim. It's always dam shiva shalabah hardasha. It's not part of the normal process, but it's still dam tamei midraban." So how do we pass on L'maisa? Rav will usually is machmir for Rav Shechter's opinion, which is that the mediocre opinion. We don't say it's tamei l'gamri. We don't say it's tari l'gamri. We say it's considered a pesim. The nafkamina is between that and those that are machmir, is that you can use the cruel of some in these situations. You can use Tavashin HaHavotumah, you can use Tzivonim, and a woman can become Tzahara Labaila, in theory, as long as she makes sure there's no bleeding. And this happens many times. There are other situations also. If the placenta is misplaced in the body, then sometimes it can cause a lot of bleeding. That would be the same Achokh, is that considered Dam Shabar Hadasha or not Shabar Hadasha? So you might ask, well, nice, it's constantly bleeding, how does a woman ever become Tahara Labaila altogether? We have the Chavis Das. So she needs to have Shatara and Bdika. So, Ora, again, this is Halacha V'Lola Maisa. The best Kula we have in this situation is that we pointed out Rav Moshe has a Kula taking a shower or a bath. After taking a bath, you have to wait 15 minutes in order to do a Bdika. But the Pashtus, the Badia Shulchan pointed out, the most major opinion is the Pashtus, like the Shulchan Aruch. It never says anything about Bdika, about the Kitsa. You're always allowed to take a bath, and right after you do bedika. So, Ora, if a woman is able, even if she's bleeding constantly, to take a bath, and right after the bath, to do a bedika for the Hef Saptara, says Vadya Shulchan, we quoted earlier, that would be good. Because the Shulchan Aruch never says you can't do rechitza, even though Rav Moshe is machmir 15 minutes. If she does one rechitza, that's going to be good enough. And the Chavazdat says at least one bedika during the Zainikiyim should be Bedika, which is also does the same thing. She makes sure to take a bath, and she's going to come to Hora. Look, Hora, that would be a way to be made to. I, the rest of the time, she has Chsamim, so good. For Chsamim, she'll wear Tzivonim. She'll have the ways to avoid the Chsamim. Look, Hora, based on everything we've seen, that would be a way to be Matahara Labaila. Number one, we have Rav Shechter's mediocre opinion. It's not considered Tamei Nida. It's not considered Tamei Kesim. Despite the fact that both sides, it's important to realize that from Pashtat and the Gemara, Rishonim and Achronim, do we see like the toughest man after Rosh Hashanah's Pesach? No. The point is that Zamapa is Paro Lodamri. Lodamri, Lodamri. Lodamri. Not like the Rav Forrest, not like the Rav Shechter. The Chavis seems like, according to Pashtat and the Gemara and the Rishonim, Achronim, Postim, Zamapa is Tahar. In fact, the only thing we quoted that said, there's an Afamina number one, is if the Karmakam Atayna, if she's a Nida, could have said, As you said before, Michael, nafka number one is if she's nida midrabbanan, number two is if she's nida min haTorah. Plus, pshat is that we say the zav is Torah udami. Well, the ma'isa, we're choshesh for the opinion, like Rav Shechter quotes through Rav Shover, that would say that it's considered tummy as a chesem, she can put on tzivonim, and with ora based on this kula, they were saying ha'och v'lo la'maisa, that a woman can have take a bath, and right after the bath may do a beditra, because Shulchan Aruch never says that she can't. Let her do a beditra right after the bath, supposed to have sotarin at least one of the days, and then the rest of the days avoid with chesamim, and she can with ora be metaher, we can be metaher her l'bayim. It's a very serious shaila though, la'maisa with uterine infections and uterine growths. How do we pasken halacha l'maisa? With the few minutes left, we're going to discuss a little bit about Parshas Devarim.